This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Carolyn's in Maine.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm hoping that you can give me a suggestion to this. Last year, I had anthills, and they took over. I mean, not just a patch that you could handle, but they really took over the lawn out front and out back. And my son went to Home Depot, and we got some stuff that we put on with the spreader. And there was no grass there before we put it on, and now there is none now. So I'm wondering, what exactly should we do? I mean, they're going to start coming again, right?
Yep, they definitely will.
Do I need to do a soil tester first? Or
I wouldn't. No? So what you're going to be looking to do, obviously, is do like a preemptive attack on these ants that have taken over, right? There's a product by Bonite called Ant Flea and Tick. It's a granular. You're going to want to put that down now.
What's the name of it, please?
It's called,
how do you spell it?
It's called Ant Flea and Tick.
Yeah.
So it would be one to it comes in a granular form, right? And you would put it in like a rotary spreader and spread it all over the lawn.
Excuse me, but what was the name of it?
It is called Ant Flea and Tick.
Okay.
They try to make it easy for you to be able to use. So it comes in a granule, like I said. And you can put this over the lawn at this point. There's I believe it does like 5,000 square feet.
So I shouldn't do just there. I should do the whole lawn.
I would do everything. So you get the whole area. It kills a bunch of other insects as well. A 10-pound bag will do 5,000 square feet. Okay?
Okay.
And it will last for up to 4 weeks.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to want to put it in a broadcast spreader so it'll spread all over the lawn. And it will start to kill them before they really get bigger and join up, right?
Okay.
Honestly,
I never, and my son said, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, we have anthills out there, but you'd have to see it to believe it. I couldn't believe it. It just took right over, you know. And the front and the back. I said, either we got to get rid of them this time, or I'm moving out.
Well, that might be the easiest option is moving, right?
Yeah.
So. There is another thing. So you can use this same product to spot treat some of these, like, ant hills that you're seeing. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right on the back of the bag, it'll tell you how much to use. But I'll tell you, it's a 1.5 teaspoons all over and all around the anthill. Sounds like you have like a bajillion. So it's mm-hmm. best if you use the spreader and go over. But once you've put it down and it's killing what it can, maybe some that have gotten through the cracks, you can spot treat. So you would use that amount on them, and you water lightly. So don't take the hose and just, like, pour it on top of it. Maybe take the hose, put your finger over the edge so it's like a mist over the top of it so it waters it in.
Yeah.
But you can definitely use the product as a spot treatment or an overall.
I should do this immediately?
I would do it soon, definitely, to get ahead of it, right?
Yeah.
Because it does last for 4 weeks.
Okay.
So, 4 weeks from now is the middle of May. Let's get ahead of it, right? Let's get it going so it's ready. What I've also done in the past, and I did this at my house, was I used this ant, flea, and tick killer granule, and then I used a spray, like a hose end spray for... what I've used is 8 Yard and Garden from Bonide. Comes in a hose end, and it also kills insect, ticks and fleas and ants and all those things. And so I do it like a 1-2, like back, so I'm definitely killing as many as possible. So put the granules down and then spray it with the 8 hose end version to really get it going. It's gonna do more for you that way. I use it usually every early spring before, about this time before, everything's really getting going. I like to protect the family from the, I worry more about like the ticks and everything, but it does the same thing with the ants.
Mm-hmm.
So the granular form first and then use a liquid form, like in a product called 8 from, Bonide.
Now, did you say at the same time, one right after the other, or
So I'll put the granules. I'll put the granules down, and then I will spray the lawn with the 8. And by using like the hose end version, you're watering it in so at the same time, because that ant, flea, and tick, you need to water it in after. Mm-hmm. You don't want to, like, soak it, but that's the same thing as using that 8. So we're activating the ant, flea, and tick and using the chemical on top. I do it in my yard. I always will keep the kids, and when the dog was around, I would keep the dog off those areas for, a day or two. I would also try to spray it at night so that, everything could kind of dry out overnight. And you have, 16, 18 hours till the next time people are going to go on it so that it can dry a little bit and you're not going right on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do when it comes to these ants.
Okay, so when would be a good time to put grass seed and so forth on?
So any time would be fine, because these two things are doing separate. They're, the grass seed's going to focus on in the root system. The ants are going to, the ant, flea, and tick in that spray are going to focus more on, the insects that are there. So what you might want to do, if you're not seeing any of the ant hills yet, clean up as much of the area, rake the area, get it nice and ready for lawn, put the seed down, put a starter fertilizer down, then let it go for a little bit. Then you can put the ant, flea, and tick, or you can put it all down, one right after another. That's not a problem. They're doing two separate things, so it's okay to put them down at the same time, just not, in the same spreader.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And that should take care of it, and I should have a beautiful lawn after that.
Well, that's the goal, right? But, a little bit of work behind it. Make sure that when you do put the grass seed down, I always like to put a starter fertilizer with it. So you put the starter fertilizer down, and then you'll put the grass seed down. Now, most grass seed takes about 14 to 21 days to germinate.
Okay.
And so what I have always done, and I always suggest for people if they're putting grass seed down, is you put the grass seed down, and then 14 days later, take some more grass seed and spread it over the lawn again. So any of the grass seed from previous that hasn't completely germinated, there's a backup to it. So you're not waiting, you know, 21, 28 days for the lawn to start to fill in, and then you see holes. Let's try to fill it with the grass seed. That way, you're not having more weeds grow in. You're not having all those other things. You're wanting more grass seed to grow. And so that's one way I've always done it.
Okay. I wrote all this down, so I'm going to be very dedicated. So.
Well, perfect. If you ever forget it, we do have like a podcast online that repeats the show. So you can hear it. You just go to our website at paulparent.com.
Okay.
And you can actually listen to it again. So if you missed anything, you can have it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You made my day.
Perfect. Great, Carolyn. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're about to hit a break here, so we'll get back to the calls in a few, but there's about 40 minutes left in the show, and we'll do everything we can to help out as many of you as possible, so hang tight for it, 855-660-4261, and we'll take that break now. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
You're right. Maria's in New Hampshire.
Maria, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have little lime hydrangeas in my the bed next to my house.
Okay.
And I cut them back about two-thirds, and then I was watching a video the other day, said I probably did it a little too soon. We had that warm spell about 2 weeks ago. Do you think I damaged them?
Not necessarily. I don't think it's all of a bad thing to do some of the pruning this time of year on those. So I wouldn't be as worried as you would think. I would just pay attention to them, see how they're doing, see how they're popping with their leaves. The thing about limelight hydrangeas and the white hydrangea family, like the paniculata family, those can be pruned pretty much any time of the year, and they'll still bloom that same year. And they do say late winter, early spring. So I don't see it as a bad thing. I think you're going to be okay.
Now, but the fact that I cut it back two-thirds, is that going to be a problem?
So just realize that, you know, with that, you might not have as many blossoms because of the amount that you cut it back. That doesn't necessarily mean that your plants are going to die. It just means they're not going to have as much of a,
they won't bloom as prolific like they did last year.
Exactly. And that's really it. I wouldn't.
Too much last year. That's why I wanted to cut them back. And maybe I was too aggressive.
No, I think by, you know, cutting them back, you can be aggressive on some of these. Just to, you know, sometimes you just gotta give it a little bit of a chance while it's during that growing season, and say, all right, this year I'm not gonna get as many. I just am, you're not going to, you know, and realize that, and that you're going to be fine.
I put down, after I trim them or prune them, I put down Hollytone around the the drip edge.
Okay, perfect. You could also, the other thing that you could look at doing is add like a little bit of 10-10-10 around them. So the Hollytone will be good, give them some acidity to the soil, and then on top of that, the 10-10-10 is like an all-purpose. Once they've been in the ground for a few years, they need a little bit more, and you can throw some 10-10-10, and it will definitely help give them a good boost.
Oh, true, because I've been in there 4 years now, so I will go out into some 10-10-10. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too, Maria. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Tim is in Keene, New Hampshire.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Listen, the previous caller kind of answered my hydrangea questions. I'm in southwestern New Hampshire, and I thought it was a little too soon to cut them back. But I think now that, you know, we're tending toward a warmer, you know, we did have low cold spell and some snow. But I think maybe if I cut them back by about half, because they really don't bloom very well.
Yeah, so you have limelight hydrangeas as well, or what type of hydrangeas?
They're the blue ones.
So which, do you know what type of blue ones? Are they like the endless summer? Are they?
You know, I don't really know. I found it. Somebody dug it out of the cemetery and threw it in the junk pile, and I was out there tending to my parents' plot, and I just saw it, and I took it home, and it was still alive, and I planted it. So.
Okay, because sometimes with the blue hydrangeas, they need to be pruned after they flower. Okay, so.
Okay.
Because what happens is the blue, a lot of the blue, unless it's an endless summer or like a Nantucket blue, those varieties, they bloom on old and new wood. Whereas some of the older styles, like a Nikko blue or some of the older varieties, bloom on last year's wood.
Okay, that doesn't seem to bloom. I mean, I've had, like, in about 5 years, I've had, like, two flowers, one year and one a couple years later.
Okay.
So.
How much shade does it have?
It gets full afternoon sun. I'd say probably 6, 7, 8 hours a day.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to give you some more advice after the break. I don't want to get cut off midway, so hang tight with me. For everybody else, our number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few here.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. According to the head of the U.S. Border Patrol Union, Kamala Harris is avoiding the border.
But the left wants to excuse illegal immigration. They want to excuse the cartels abusing these children. They continue to perpetuate this situation, and it's gaining cartels ground, and it's making them billions of dollars every year.
On March 24th, Vice President Harris tweeted that she had been assigned by President Biden to lead the administration's effort to, quote, address the root causes of migration Nation in Mexico and the so-called Northern Triangle, Central American countries of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis criticized public health officials' messaging over COVID-19 vaccination during a press conference on Friday morning. He also criticized how public health officials have handled pausing the vaccine, as well as public health messaging surrounding safety protocols for fully vaccinated adults. This is USA Radio News. President Biden's crisis at the border continues to develop. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Gila Bend, Arizona is 75 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Gila Bend Mayor Chris Riggs says cartels have been taking full advantage of Biden's border policies, saying they're running a lot of drugs through his area right now. Riggs also telling Fox News that Border Patrol is dropping off illegal immigrants in his town.
I've never had drops here before, never during the Trump administration, never even during the Obama-Biden administration. I never had drops here.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden reversed on a key campaign promise to do away with President Donald Trump's 15,000 annual cap on refugee resettlements Friday. After intense blowback, the White House announced it would lift the cap next month after all. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement that the administration expected to increase the number of refugees allowed into the country for the remainder of the year. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Tim in regards to his hydrangeas. They're just not blooming as well. So I have something else I'd like to see you do with this is... Right now, for those hydrangeas, I'd like you to put down a super phosphate.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be like that. like a 0180 or a 0440.
Yeah, I think I have that 040 or something like that.
Put that around the hydrangea. What it's going to do is it's helping to boost its energy. We're looking for it to get more of that phosphorus because phosphorus helps build roots. Mm-hmm. It helps build, it just pushes that growth to it. And that's what we're looking to do for your hydrangeas here. So I would definitely use that. I would also I think the conditions are fine. That was one of the things I had asked. I think the conditions are fine for it, getting some of that shade for later. I would just be adding some of that, the superphosphate, and looking at, pruning it maybe after it flowers versus pruning it early in the season. And I know it doesn't get a lot of flowers, but if you're starting to see some of those flower buds, wait till afterwards to do any of the pruning.
Cut flowers off, right?
Exactly. One other thing I'd like to see done is if you start to see blossoms forming, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to use a liquid bloom booster or blossom booster, however it's described. A lot of different companies will call it different things.
I think Miracle-Gro has a bloom booster. It's like a 2054 or 10 or something like that.
Something along those lines. But what will happen is you will trick your hydrangea into knowing that if it's starting to form blooms, you want more of it, right?
Right.
So
right.
The plant will know, okay, I'm supposed to be adding more blossoms, and that's what it's going to help with. So look to do something along those lines, and I think you'll have some more success.
Great. May I just ask you a quick question?
Sure.
I'm the one of the peach tree also.
Yep.
I found at a yard sale, it's called Bonide Citrus Fruit and Nut. It's a concentrate, and most of the label was worn off. It was like 50 cents. It says for early season, every 7 to 10 days, controls fungal disease and insects. Would that be good to put on the peach tree or not? I don't see any problems, but...
They use it, a lot of times people use it as like a preventative. Okay, if you, go ahead.
This is a concentration. Do you happen to know the mixed ratio?
You said it's the fruit tree and nut?
It says Bonide Citrus Fruit and Nut Orchard Spray. And that's all it was on the label, really.
Yep. Now, let me take a look here. I'm on the Bonide website. Citrus fruit and nut. Pulling up the label as we speak here. So a lot of people use this as a preventative as well. Like you might have a number of years ago, it was always you would use fruit tree spray in the spring, and then you would use another oil and mix it together, those types of things. Those days are over.
Yeah.
They focus more on what the issue is at hand. This would be one to use if you're looking to control like fungal diseases. You would use 5 ounces of the product with 1 gallon of water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's when if they have really bad diseases, and you say nothing's really has an issue.
Oh, well, I've only had this tree for a year, and there's nothing. I mean, this is southwestern New Hampshire, and you know we did have some 70-degree days, and now we're down. You know, we had a couple of 32-degree nights, and I think we're heading back the other way. But there's no sign of anything yet.
So
maybe not even need it until.
So you would look at more of the lower levels of disease, and on the back of the bottle, if you could read it, it would say mix 2.5 fluid ounces with 1 gallon of water. If it is, at the beginning, well, the new shoots are starting.
Yeah.
And that would be if there's low levels of disease. And like you said, there's low levels, so this would be fine to use. It's organic, so it can be resprayed every 10 to 14 days without an issue.
Okay. And now one more question. I haven't pruned the peach tree yet. I mean, the buds are swelling, and it's just starting to show a little green. I was going to do it when it was warmer, but I was afraid that we were going to get another cold spell, and I didn't fertilize it either. I think maybe it's safe to prune once the leaves get a little, a little more, you see a little more green. And it's just ornamental pruning. It's just for shaping. There's nothing major, a couple of cross branches and stuff, but I'm a bonsai guy, and I kind of want it to look nice, so it's not a major prune.
Yeah, you can do that. That's fine. Fertilize it with, like, a tree tone, or they have, like, a tree tone would be fine to fertilize it with, and pruning would be fine. The weather's turning. This is a fine time to do it.
Yeah, I just didn't want to do it too early and then force some growth that may die back or freeze it off or something. So.
No, I think you're fine.
Yeah, I do. Thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem, Tim. Have a great one.
You do the same. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. We got some more calls on the line there, Nathan.
Yes, sir. Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay. I got a question about crimson red rhubarb. My brother purchased 2 in a gallon pot, and they were from Canada. And he bought them home. Well, it was too cold to plant them out, and we put them in our basement near our grow light. Well, they were doing fine, but the leaves start to yellow, so he cut them off.
Okay.
They got, like, rubbery, he said, so he cut them off. Now, can we plant this outside? Will it come? How deep do I plant it, and what do I give it?
Okay. So you can plant it outside. This is a rhubarb that you can have out in the area. This is the perfect time to be doing it. As long as the soil, you can get the shovel in it and mix it out, which you should be able to do. You'd plant it just the same level it is in the pot, right? You don't want to go deeper or anything along those lines. You want to keep it just as deep as it is. Excuse me, just as deep as it is in the pot. Okay. Don't go any further. If it's a lot on the plant, is it like a big size plant in there where it's one that you could split, or is it?
No, I think it's just one plant.
Yeah. So I would just put it right in the ground.
Take it out of the pot.
Definitely take it out of the pot. Put it right into the soil. Did he cut all the leaves down, or was it just the yellowy ones?
Yeah, he cut the yellow ones that were rubbery, said he cut them off.
Okay. So since there's other leaves, that you don't want to dig it down and have it. If it was like a division or you cut it in half later on or those types of things, that's when you would take the root and put it about 3 to 4 inches below the surface. But with this, you want to keep it level to where it would be level in the pot. Don't go any deeper because you could suffocate it. But you should definitely be fine. You can do it now. I would use to plant it for a fertilizer right now, like a Biotone starter from Espoma. You could even use the Protolizer from Natural Alternative to help it. But adding organic matter in the soil is also going to be very helpful.
Go ahead. Mushroom soil all right?
That would be fine. Yeah, that would be fine to mix it in there.
Okay.
There's like a mushroom compost out there from Espoma that they have you could use. Or the mushroom soil would be fine. The one thing I would look at doing, though, is you do want to have the pH in like the middle sixes range, anywhere between 6 and 6.8. So adding some lime to the soil in the area to get the pH up a little bit will definitely help it as well.
And how far did you say to plant it down?
Just level with the pot.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
So level with where it is in the soil in the pot.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. I'll try to do that. We'll see how we make out.
All right, Mary. Well, good luck.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Walter is in Sandwich.
Walter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I'm really wondering, to maximize potential growth, when should I put in grass seed and clover?
Okay, so you want to put clover and grass seed together in the lawn, or?
I think I do, but tell me if I'm wrong.
Well, so it's up to you. Clover is becoming a very popular lawn substitute of grass because it doesn't need great pH. It doesn't need great conditions in it. Clover will take over some of the areas. You could put it down early. The thing about it is just realize any fertilizer that you might use that has like broadleaf weed control or any broadleaf weed control is going to kill the clover.
Oh, right. So that broadleaf. Okay.
You don't want to use the broadleaf weed killer if you're using a clover lawn because it kills it. It knows that it's a weed. Right?
Got it.
Even though clover has its uses, it's a very nice covering of a lawn, nice, easier, lower maintenance. You could put it down now. You probably see clover in some lawns right now already starting to grow.
Oh,
it'd be fine to
now.
Do. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's up to you and what you want to do. You can mix the grass seed and the clover. But what I would do is I wouldn't mix them in like a spreader. I would put one down and then the other one down afterwards. Because if you put them in one container and you don't mix it enough, you're going to have, like, spots all over, right? You don't want to do that.
Okay.
So the other thing is just realize that if you are not taking care of the soil and letting it go because of the clover, the grass needs the opposite. It needs the soil taken care of, the pH to be raised, those types of things. So you might one might be more successful than the other, but it's not a bad thing to mix it together.
Okay,
I mean, the grass will still grow. Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying just realize you got to find that balance between the two. Okay?
So the grass seed is now okay.
Yep. I mean, the best time to put a lawn in is in the fall. But to be honest with you, any time, as long as you can water it and take care of it, is fine to put seed down.
Okay.
If you can water it and take care of it, any time during the season, except for the winter, obviously.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much.
All right, Walter, you have a great rest of your day.
You take it.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number, 855-660-4261. You got one last segment, and then we'll be wrapping up the show. We'll be back in a few.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to wrap up the show with them. Nathan, who's up next?
Ed is in Boston.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Patrick,
yeah.
I'm discouraged. I have a small, partly sunny backyard garden in Boston South End.
Okay.
I've planted dozens and dozens and dozens of bulbs, more and more every year. And so far this year, I've had a lot of shoots come up, but there have been a total of 8 bulbs that have actually flowered. It's very discouraging. They're sitting there just sort of laughing at me, and I feel I could give each of the 8 bulbs a name. I've been using a lot of the Espoma bulb tone.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to have made any real difference. Hell?
Okay. Okay. So, what type of bulbs were they?
Daffodils.
Daffodils?
Mostly daffodils.
Okay.
Different varieties from major bulb people.
Okay, because I haven't seen all the daffodils blooming yet out there. Does that mean that yours are going to bloom? I can't say exactly yes, but I think you might be able to get them to be there. I think we need a little bit of time. We need the weather to really figure itself out, if you will. what I would look to do is, look at how deep you're digging the holes. Are you going like 4 inches down? How?
Generally, it's 3 to 4 inches.
Okay, so you're right on there. Are you noticing any like moles or voles in the anything digging anything up?
No. No problem with animals.
All right. So what I'd like to see you do is I'd like to see you add some fertilizer to the soil in general, right?
Okay.
Because you use, the bulb tone each year, but they will come back year after year. They're not just, annual type bulb. They will have some regrowth each season. So what I'd like to see you use is a superphosphate in the soil, okay? The superphosphate's going to help feed not only that area but the soil as well
I had a soil test done a couple of years ago, and it suggested that I already had enough phosphorus in the soil.
Okay. Were there any – that might mean that some of the soil has – it might be, like, trapped in the soil.
Okay.
So that actually helps a little bit because that gives us a reason why – there's so much phosphorus, and then it's not working the way it should.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd look to see you do is there's a product out there called Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I want you to place that all over the garden bed that where the daffodils are, okay? Measure it out and use it. So say it's 100 square feet, just as an example.
Mm-hmm.
You would use 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you're looking at using 1.2 pounds of this product on the soil, but you would use it 3 times this year. You would use it in 6-week intervals. What that does is it breaks up some of the other, like the whatever's holding that phosphorus in the soil.
Right.
It also will allow trapped nutrients to be released, such as the phosphorus, which will help push more growth on those daffodils and help all the other bulbs get what they really need to do. So
okay.
I think that would be something that would really help. And you won't have to be as discouraged because a lot of it will be working for you. So definitely I would do that, okay?
Love your soil.
Yes, exactly. All right, I got to wrap up the show. I appreciate the call. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that'll do it, everyone. We'll be back next week, as always. Enjoy yourself with this nice weather coming. Get out there, plant something, and be good to each other. And as always, wear that mask. We want to get rid of this pandemic here. We'll see you soon. We'll talk. See ya.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.